It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN.
The Chicago Improv Festival is back in town. One of our guests, Jonathan Pitt, started this thing years ago, and it started out small but mighty, and every year it gets bigger and better and better. And this year, Leslie Seiler, one of the stars of TV's Degrassi High, and Lauren Ash, one of the stars of NBC's Superstore, are among the headliners. They're all here in the studio with us. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello, Bill.
Good morning.
Jonathan, I'm not kidding around. How many years is this now for the
festival? This is year 19.
Year 19. That first year, you never in your wildest dreams could have imagined it'd become
what
it is.
No, I thought we had about 5 years.
How about that?
Yeah, I thought we were going to be like a band, have a short run, do a greatest hits, and leave.
And 19 years later,
You're still doing the greatest hits.
Yeah.
But people in the business recognize this throughout the world. This is the biggest improv festival anywhere on the planet.
Yep, and this year we have performers from 9 countries. We have over 170 shows. I mean, over 170 acts and ensembles performing in 105 shows from 9 countries at 21 venues across the city.
Spectacular.
That is amazing. And you can find out all the information at ChicagoImprovFestival.org.
Yep, because we're a not-for-profit organization. That's why we have that .org.
It would hurt your feelings if you made money. You'd be upset about this, wouldn't you?
Yes, I always say that not everything has to make money, but it can't lose money.
Good. That's a good slogan to live by. Leslie and Lauren, you guys have been performing together, we just found out, for 14 years.
Yes.
That's right.
And tell a little bit about the backstory about your friendship.
Well, we were hired to the Second City Touring Company in Toronto on the same day in 2002. We were in the same audition, and I guess it was love at first sight.
It really was. Yeah. I mean, I think we did a road gig about 6 months in, which really cemented things in Clinton, Ontario,
right.
A small town called Clinton, Ontario, where there may or may not have been some drinking in a hockey arena where the whole town had come out for like a Jack and Jill, like, you know what I mean, like a bachelorette party where you do a...
It's like a fundraiser for a couple that's going to get married. This is a very small town.
You guys
Canada
do
thing.
Fundraisers usually.
Only
we
in
call
very
small town.
Canada.
We call it a shower here in the U.S.
We have those too.
Oh, really?
But this is like the bride and the groom come, and everybody from the small town comes, and it's like you buy drink tickets and you celebrate the couple, and it helps them raise money for their wedding.
And it was like 300 people. Like,
it was crazy. The whole town, basically.
Yeah.
What a great idea.
Yeah. The police were there, but to hang out.
Yeah, the police came to hang out. There's photos of me draped across one of them. I mean, it really, that was when we really kind of, the friendship was cemented. And so around that time, we started, because we were obviously touring with the Second City, but we kind of wanted to create stuff on our own as well. So we started writing sketches and doing improv and stuff like that, the two of us, and we've continued to do it for the past 14 years.
Yeah, ever since.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we're platonic life partners. Yeah. We take a year yearly trip together to Disneyland for a week every year.
Seriously?
Yes, yeah. Sure do.
I was maid of honor in Seiler's wedding, and it's real. It's very, very real.
That's nice.
Two things I love about this. I love funny women, and I love when women bond, because a lot of times women are catty to one another.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's funny, in improv, too, this comes up a lot. There's so many scenes with women on opposite sides fighting over things, or fighting over a man, and... I'm just tired of it. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, no,
I find it so boring. That's something I talk about all the time, is that I always find it more interesting seeing women as buddies than I do as you know, people who are pitted against each other.
Because you got the Real Housewives for that.
Exactly. We've got that genre covered, you know?
Yeah.
But I also don't think it's totally realistic, because we often quote our own friendship where it's just like, we don't fight. Like, we just don't. We never have.
What
we
do you
never
have to fight about?
Isn't that nice?
I don't believe that. Although you say you've never fought with your wife.
Very, very rarely, and always. I recognize it as my fault.
That's why you don't
I'm
fight.
I'm smart enough to know that.
My husband hasn't figured that out yet.
Yeah. I know it's always my fault. Talk about the dynamic when you're working at a place like Second City. You're in a group that's usually 7, give or take a person or two. But when it's a 2-person show, that creates a very, very different dynamic, doesn't it?
You're a lot busier. It does. It does. We work together so well. Maybe it's because we're such great friends. We've known each other for so long.
Yeah.
And since we came up through Second City, where you write a show through improv, you come up with an idea, you improvise it a bunch of times until it becomes a sketch. So we just do that, like, sitting in chairs. It's just like, oh, this, and we'll riff for a little bit, and then we'll go, oh, that was really funny. Then we'll go back and write it down.
Yeah.
But yeah, improv is such a big part of what we do. That just in life, like, you know, we often talk about that cameras should always be following us, because at risk of sounding completely self-involved, we're hilarious. And so I think that, you know, it's a travesty that we haven't shared it with the world more.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. All right. And Leslie, you were on an episode or a few of Degrassi Junior High, but at the sequel.
Yeah. So it's called Degrassi TNG. So the next generation,
like Star Trek.
Oh, yeah. Oh gosh, that show's into its like it's a huge success both in Canada and down here, I think. But I played an Earth mom kind of thing, and it's funny. I play a lot of mothers, but
she's not one.
But I'm not. But I'm not one. But I do. I play a lot of moms.
That's the best way to be a mom, by the way. Just play one. Happy Play Mother's Day.
Oh yeah. Thank you. I played a lot of moms until I did this little TV show. It is on Hulu in the States, so you can look it up. It's called 24 Hour Rental, where I play the filthiest prostitute.
Oh, nice.
Great. It's a real departure from her normal.
Because I'm normally so play like the nice, sweet, like whatever, and then I just play this like ball busting. Can I say that?
Nope. You're fine.
Yeah, this like really aggressive, like angry character. And it was a lot of fun.
I loved Degrassi Junior High when it was on. Yeah. There was a girl, I had my head shaved on one side in the 80s and had really funky hair. And there was a girl who I thought looked like me.
Yeah, we think it's Spike.
Yes, that's who it was. And I really got into that show. I wasn't a teenager.
Right.
I shouldn't have watched it. And Lauren, you have Superstore, which... me and my two teenage boys laugh hysterically at that show. It is so funny.
Thank you so much.
It is great.
Yeah, it's such a joy. The whole cast really loves each other, and we're just kind of like clamoring to get back to work. We're so excited. It's like it can't come soon enough.
Well,
so.
You're working with another great Canadian comic, Mark McKinney from Kids in the Hall, is on that show. He's great.
I know, and my mom and I watched every episode of Kids in the Hall.
Hysterical.
Like, we were very obsessed, and so coming in to work with him when we shot the pilot, I was just like, in awe and nervous and all of the above, and we started improvising and we just went, and they actually used a lot of our improv.
Really?
There's an office scene in the first episode where we're giving like a talk about drugs.
Yes.
And they used a lot of that scene was just made up on the spot, the two of us. And I'll never forget, they like called cut after we did this like long improvised take, and Mark turned to me and said, God, you're good. I feel like you're teaching me a class on improv. And I cried.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I burst into tears.
What a nice tribute.
It was so sweet. But I was like, yeah. Like,
that's beautiful. Yeah. All right. More discussion about the Chicago Improv Festival. And Jonathan, there's a chance maybe we could give away some tickets to tonight's show, huh?
Absolutely.
All right. So we'll get that done right after this. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN. Shadowy men on a shadowy planet.
From a shadowy planet. Right? Shadowy man from a shadowy... I don't remember.
I can't remember.
But Kids in the Hall.
Yeah.
I loved this music. The surf rock. It's so cool.
Leslie Seiler's here. Lauren Ash is here. Jonathan Pitts is here representing the Chicago Improv Festival. ChicagoImprovFestival.org is your best bet if you want to know the schedule, if you want all the information on who's playing and where. And again, Jonathan, approximately how many performers and shows are we looking at?
We have over 170 different acts and ensembles in 105 shows. And one of the things that we've done this year, because you guys were talking about Wendy was talking about how great it is to see women not fighting.
Yeah.
This year we have 14 all-female acts that we put into the festival, duos and groups.
I love it.
And in fact, on Monday night, our opening night, we had three all-female acts. We had, you know, I was the only guy on the stage. Everybody else, all three acts, all women, really great, talented women. Because we thought after 19 years, we've had all women acts on the opening night, but never the entire lineup. And so that was one of the things that we did this year. And also we have like eight all-minority groups. I mean, comedy's changing, and so we want the festival to reflect that.
Funny little thing I'll share with you guys. Women are funny.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Yeah. Very funny. Yeah. Very funny.
Controversial statement.
But I love it when you can just let your guard down and be funny. You know, for many years, you had these bombshells who just wanted to look pretty on the screen. Mm-hmm. Well, we can be pretty and we can be funny. Mm-hmm. And I love it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I couldn't agree more.
Molly Shannon said a great thing. It was on one of the like SNL best of discs or something. Yes, I still have DVDs. anyway. And she said she learned from Gilda Radner that you can always be pretty at the after party. Right?
Right. So that's perfect.
I'm making a career based on that.
Yes, on Superstore. That's true. I'm printing a picture up because my sons love that show. So I want you to autograph it. And I was trying to look for a flattering picture of Dina and yeah.
There isn't a character photo that's going to be flattering. We just had meetings because we're talking about going into season two. I just had a meeting with the showrunner, and he's like, do you have any thoughts about season two? And I'm like, can we just get some better pants? That was the only thing I said. I was like, look, I have no problem looking dowdy. I have no problem. Like, I like that she looks the way she looks.
Yeah.
But I was like, but those pants, man, like, they're wrinkled, and the pockets are all skew-whiffed.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I was better pants.
Good luck. I hope you get the new pants.
Me too.
I know, since you're both from Canada, are the same things funny in Canada that are funny in the United States?
You know, I think that's an interesting question. Having done Second City Main Stage Toronto and then Second City Main Stage Chicago, mm-hmm. I found quite different sensibilities, but mm-hmm. in ways that you wouldn't necessarily expect. In Canada, it's self-deprecating stuff is huge. Like, we love making fun of ourselves. We love that kind of, like, you know, cutting kind of things.
Right.
And so then I came here, and when I was writing shows on the main stage here, I would kind of try some of that stuff, and
it didn't play.
They didn't like it as much. They didn't like the self-deprecating about America. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, it's funny because we did the Women in Comedy Festival in Boston a couple years ago.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Remember that one sketch? We have this great sketch. It's called Wedding Blues. And it's basically Lauren's character is just like, her life, it's revealed that her life is just terrible, terrible. It keeps getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
And I'm just really distracted because I'm planning my wedding.
Oh.
And
it's based in reality. Anyway.
Yeah. Absolutely true. But in Canada, it kills. And people are like, oh my God, this is hilarious and whatever. In America, they hated me.
They were like, oh.
Like, and everything that she said that normally gets a laugh, they were devastated.
Really?
And at the end, I was like, wow, they hate me and they are devastated for you. And it was so.
So when that happened, you go back and you try to deconstruct it and figure out what's what. Do you just at some point go, well, that's just the way the nation works here, or do you try to fix it, or what?
I mean, in that case, we were doing two shows, and so it was like, after the first one, it was like, we got to give this another shot and see, is it just that crowd? Is it that there's, you know, one kind of groaner who's taking over
ruining
the whole
it.
Audience, whatever?
Right.
With that one, it was both shows. It was so. I think if we were to do it again, then that would be something that we would probably tweak.
Yeah, yeah, maybe we would just take that sketch out completely. Yeah.
But it's interesting that the level of compassion that we felt from America, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, back home, people are like, oh yeah, your life sucks.
Yeah, you keep on that.
Yeah, you keep on failing. And here people were like, oh, this poor woman. I thought it was actually quite lovely.
What a tale that tells about neighboring countries, though.
Right?
It really does. Yeah. I always noticed with stand-ups, I used to do stand-up, and the Canadian stand-ups could take their time more. It didn't have to be set up punchline. They could really weave you into a story. Norm MacDonald is perfect at that. There was a guy, Howard Busgang. I don't know if you ever saw him. But they would just take their time, where here in the States, you had to get right to it, kind of.
Yeah, that's interesting too.
We have more ADD here, I think.
Maybe that's it.
Although you're going to get more people in Canada when Trump is elected.
We were talking about this half an hour ago, yes.
Are you cool with us coming over there? And
absolutely.
This is merrier.
We only have like a tenth of your population. We've got room, guys.
We've got space. You just come for the cold and stay for the beer. You know what I mean?
I think the next year, the 20th anniversary of Chicago Improv Festival will be in Toronto.
Yeah.
That would seem right, wouldn't it? But Trudeau's doing a good job. People seem to love him, right?
He is. He is doing a great job.
He's a rock star.
Yeah.
We do love him. We do love him. We just love his positive. Like, he ran such a positive campaign. And Harper, for those of you who don't know, our prime minister, his name was Harper. Mm-hmm.
Our old one.
Yeah, so he was a conservative, and then the NDP is kind of the third party. They kind of went at each other, and it was their campaigns were very negative. We have nothing quite as negative as American campaigns.
I've seen this, and this is a different level down here.
He was just like, nope, we're rising above and positive, and then it just swept, and no one could have predicted the sweep that he took in that
amazing
election. Yeah.
Amazing.
Do you laugh at us, you Canadians? Do you laugh at what's going on with our political?
We have been laughing for a very long time, but everyone in Canada has the feeling now about it was funny and it's not funny because now it's getting
real.
Scary.
Yeah.
We were laughing until about January. And now we're like, wait a second.
It's real, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah. And it's an interesting thing because it was like, I think at some point people started to realize that it was like, oh, everybody on the right, like all of the Republicans are scary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I feel like in the past, it's like whether or not wherever you land politically, great. But now it's kind of like there's no sort of just like, oh, that's like a, you know, it's a Republican guy that's about like lowering taxes and
yeah, the
whatever.
Republicans don't
it's
even like their guy.
This is right, my point. Is right. That it's like this, and the infighting on the left is crazy too. The Hillary supporters versus the Bernie supporters. Yep. I was like, you guys, at some point,
I know.
You're gonna have to come together. Because mm-hmm. and people are telling me, and I don't fully understand exactly how the system works here, but people are like, oh, I'm gonna go on an independent, or they're doing whatever, and I'm like, you guys might have to band together here. Like you may have to go with like. You know,
it's startling.
If you've got, you know, it's
well, what better time to go and see comedy than
this? Is the
nation
time.
Is
Escape.
Failing.
This is why we do it
now while you can.
Yeah, it's all you can do, Jonathan. That's Jonathan Pitts, who runs the most incredible improv festival on the planet, the Chicago Improv Festival. Leslie Seiler from TV's Degrassi High, Lauren Ash from NBC's Superstore, all performing at the Chicago Improv Festival. Their shows tonight. Go to chicagoimprovfestival.org and all your information's there. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
And what about a pair of tickets? You're going to give away a pair of tickets? Can we do that?
Yep, absolutely.
How do you pick a number?
Caller 16 right now, 312-981-7200. If you're caller 16, you walk away with some free tickets. Thanks again, guys.
Awesome. Really
thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
A quick break, then some news. Bill and Wendy, WGN.